This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Overview of life, that's what you're going to expect from our work here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at your service and on your side. Try to have fun. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's... I think we fall into sometimes in all of our conversations. We have a habit. We have a habitual way of looking at things, and then when you have your mind expanded a little bit, I find it amazing. Some people spend hours every day listening to this program. And it's a neat reflection on how we can, one of the things people say is that they love the variety in our conversation. Well, it just reflects, I think, don't you, what is going on in the world? Not everybody is focused on the political things that are going on. Not everybody is focused on entertainment. Not everybody is focused on their jobs. It's just a combination, hopefully, of things to make you a more interesting person. I think that this may be one of the highest callings in the world. What do you think, ladies? Yes, being a radio person. Yeah. Yes, it's very good. Okay, Bernie Sanders. Truth, justice, and the American way, and masks for everybody. Yay! He introduced a bill that would provide every single person in our country with free N95 masks. Bernie loves to spend other people's money. He's been great at it for a long time. He's actually a pretty interesting guy. It's called the Mask for All Act. Somebody sent me a picture yesterday of his mask. And it was actually what it was a picture of the Lone Ranger. How many people remember the Lone? Probably nobody but me remembers Clayton Moore playing the Lone Ranger in the 50s and 60s on television. It was one of the most successful TV shows of all time. He and his faithful Indian compando, Tonto, were all over the place with law, order, and justice in their frame. And he had been a Texas Ranger and shot by the bad guy, Bush Cavendish. And he was the only one who survived. He was saved by Tonto, and he didn't want anybody to know who he was, so he made a mask. And so there, this guy said, this is my mask. He doesn't approve of the mask mandates, and that's why he sent me the mask. But I thought, you know, in terms of what Bernie was looking for, I wonder, how do we define mask? Well, he's defined it by the N95, and a lot of people think the N95 is the best.
Well, it's the only one you should be wearing right now. Yeah, I mean, everyone... Right. There is no doctor or health expert that is refuting that. And it's too bad because a lot of people, I still see a lot of people wearing cloth masks, and you're basically just decorating your face. You're not doing anything with that.
Remember when I had the cow masks early on? Yeah. I had them all made. I don't know how much good they did. But at any rate, mask thing is, it's a great idea to have them. I don't know if I think at this point... I guess you could say, what difference does it make whether the government pays for them or not? The government's been paying for everything else, paying for all the shots, paying for, you know, all of the stuff. But you are paying, not the government. This is the ruse with all of these people with all their spending ideas. You know, we're going to tax the rich and we're going to get more money so we can spend more money. Meanwhile, we are trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. Is it, this is probably a good idea. And, and paying for it. What do we do? Somebody asked me a question. I've been very busy answering questions from people the last couple of days. Yeah, there's Daisy. She's got a question, too. When do you feed me?
She's snoring.
the question about paying and, you know, what do we do about this, that, or the other thing? I engaged with a fellow who was probably your age, ladies, who didn't know what sunset legislation was. Do you know what sunset legislation is? This is not a quiz.
Yeah. It expires. Yeah, I have not heard that term.
Okay.
When something sunsets, that means that there's an end date to it.
Right. A bill gets passed, and there is a determination as to when the whatever is functionally involved in making the bill operational, it stops. Because so many programs in Washington get started, and then they keep going, and they have no effective, there's nothing about them that's of value, but it's a job for somebody, and they keep doing it. A lot of research that gets, I mean, there are all kinds of programs. And so the idea was born, I don't know, Jennifer, what, 20, 25 years ago, to sunset. It doesn't work very often. Because these guys all are trying to feather bed themselves.
Well, and most people don't like to do that because they like to have those line items right. open so they can keep catching more and more money.
Exactly. Right. So anyway, the idea of masks.
It used to be the way to pass bipartisan legislation, though, was by putting sunset clauses into things. That's what people could agree, saying, okay, this is not going to be an ongoing whatever. This will be a solution to the problem. But the masking, at this point, I just shake my head because it's more money that's already thrown at people, but yet it's the government that's mandating people wear these masks. So then
it should have been a good idea a year ago.
You can't I think Bernie's right on this. You can't mandate a mask mandate and then say, oh, okay, well, we're not going to give you the kind of mask that's actually going to protect you. That's the whole point of the mandate.
And unfortunately, I have no faith. I don't want to speak to you for you guys. I just have no faith in the way that the government spends our money. So, while it may seem right on the surface, how is it actually going to be implemented? Everybody could agree that we should spend money to ramp up testing. And so when the Biden administration got the money to ramp up testing, they got $86 billion to do it. They forgot to place the orders for the tests. And so now everybody's scrambling around for the tests, and they're going to send out these government tests after the Omicron variant is long gone, and it's not going to be helpful to anybody. So it's just, how do we entrust and what's the oversight for more and more spending, I guess would be,
well, I think this is too, this is
from my perspective, being a little skeptical of more spending.
Too little, too late. This is something that should have been done last year at this time.
Well, Bernie tried. He tried in 2020. And I guess everyone, oh, we don't need to spend money on that. And the virus, you know, then it's all political. And
short-sightedness. It is. The whole thing is stupid, and government becomes more stupid every day with all of this stuff, and we fall for it. Here's another example. We're talking about the IRS and the new stimulus packages that have been proposed, and how do we spend the money. Do you know there are five different categories in these bills that would get more money under the legislation that still is pending? Families who qualify for but didn't get their monthly child tax credit payments last year would get them this year. Do you know how this works, Jay? You're a mother. You've got a child.
No. We were expecting one. We didn't get it, and we're still trying to figure all of that out.
Well, how do you get it? What is it? It's because you have a child. That's money for because you got a child. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Your qualification is you have a child. $3,600 a year per qualifying child. Yeah. Nice job. Nice work if we can get it, I suppose.
That's forever. That was set to expire. That was something that Biden.
Well, yeah,
did
they're added. It's in the bill for it to go one more year. Apparently.
Yeah. Look, I'll say, I don't know. I'm not a mother, but I can tell you, my friends who are, this is very popular. And I know the people, like a lot of mothers who are single moms or whoever needed the extra $300 a month for diapers or school stuff or whatever.
Is free money ever not popular? Free money is always.
It isn't free.
But I think especially with parents who are struggling, though. I think it's a big difference.
And with babies and younger children who are on formula and still bottle fed.
So expensive.
Formula is so expensive. It is astounding how expensive it is.
Should I say what I'm really thinking, or should I keep it to myself?
You can say it, but it's not an option for everybody. Some women, that's just not an option for them.
Well,
to breastfeed.
Is that what you were going to say?
No. I was going to say, if you can't afford to have a child, don't have one. That's what I was going to
say. Well, how can that happen? Well, that's what abortion's supposed to be about, but people want to get rid of that too, so.
It depends on which people you're talking about. I mean, I don't approve of abortion either, but I think that
you can't just have someone running around getting 9 abortions because they aren't protecting themselves.
But that has been something.
A lot of people protect themselves and still get pregnant.
That's very true. That is very true. It's happened to a lot of people, probably some people that you know and wish that it hadn't happened. But at any rate, before I get sidetracked with that, other items that are supposed to be, there are five things in this bill including a payment for parents who have adopted a child this year, $1,400 for that. Let's see here. People who had significant changes to their income year over year, whatever you made last year, and if you didn't make it this year, the government wants to make it up. So let's say you made $50,000 in 2020, and in 2021 you made $47,000. The government wants to give you the proposal is that you get $3,000 because you didn't get paid as much this past year as you did the year before. There are those who qualify for the third stimulus payment that still haven't been paid yet. I don't know about that. Have you all gotten, I've lost track of this, frankly. I wasn't really, I never really looked for it. I know I got $600 once sometime when it first started, but have the rest of you gotten payments all along? Like there were three different times here.
I thought there were two.
No, this is the third one, maybe.
The two in 2020 we got.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get the second one. And maybe it's because my tax return didn't go until later. I don't know.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, right.
You don't do your taxes, you don't get the return for sure.
Yeah, well, you do them later on. Mm-hmm. It takes me that long to get all this stuff together, frankly. So I'm never in a big hurry to send them in. There are a lot of people.
I think you can get it, though, once you file. So make sure you ask your accountant about that. That even if you haven't.
But why would I get it? Was everybody entitled to it?
Everybody
I've forgotten
got
all
it.
This stuff.
It was it's based on your income, too. So
that's right. There was an income cap. Yeah, that's right.
So if you make over X amount of dollars, you don't get it?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Yes, I think it was 99,000 or something like that, or 100,000, wasn't it?
There
was a number on it, yeah.
99 beer, what is it? How does that sound? 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer.
Eight
one down, pass it around, no. No, 99 bottles of milk on the wall, 99 bottles of milk, and real milk, if you please. The outrage that comes from people considering milk, I know this sounds... I hope I'm not beating a dead cow here with that, but I think that it's important to know the difference between milk and that other stuff. It's 18 after. This is the other program, the DJV Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, radio has been called theater of the mind, so let's tell a story with sound effects. Wow, it's like I was in the story. Almost makes me forget this was supposed to be about saving big with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It is trending time now on the DJB program at 23 after the hour. We managed to dispatch our thoughts about Pete Davidson. I can do without him. And so now let's go to something else. The Reese Witherspoon post on healthy habits. There are a couple of things today floating around that nobody would have thought about or known anything about had they not been trending. And then I think to myself, back to the era before there was so much focus on trending, or there was even anything, so it was called trending news. How much did we miss? Is this uncovering all kinds of things that we need to know, Jay? Is that what trending on social media is all about, you think?
The trending in general?
Yeah, I suppose.
The hottest topics
yeah.
that people on social media are talking about.
Yeah, but how did these things get discussed before there was social media?
At work.
Okay, so if you didn't go to work and there wasn't a water cooler, how did it get discussed?
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Dave's accounting's really trending today. I know, right? It's like the chicken and the egg. Like, can we just talk about the story?
I like to know the background of things. I like to dig into people's minds. It's important. All right, anyway, so what's the Reese Witherspoon post that people supposedly are talking about?
Well, it's more so Ina Garten's response to Reese Witherspoon.
Who's Ina Garten?
The
Barefoot Contessa.
One of the most famous celebrity chefs.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
And she is known for her amazing recipes and the sass that goes with it.
Oh, that must be what I was looking at when I made my recipe for noodles last night. Yeah, okay.
Well, Reese Witherspoon was talking about a friend gave her this book, Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. And she's talking about the four habits that she's going to try to do going into this year. Start the day with a big glass of water, get 10 minutes of outdoor light, spend 30 to 60 minutes reading without distraction every day. And the fourth one, be in bed by 10 p.m., no late night TV binges, and try to get 8 hours of rest. And Ina Garten responded to this, commented on it, and was like, oh, that's cool and all, but I'm probably not going to do any of those things. Here's the formula I'm following. 1, drink more large Cosmos. 2, stay up late watching addictive streaming series. 3, stay in bed in the morning playing Sudoku instead of reading a good book. And 4, spend more time safely with the people you love.
Who is nice. This?
Everybody is like, yes, 100%. We're with you, Ina.
Yeah, exactly. Reese Witherspoon's just sounds so like, no one's going to sustain
that. I'm going to drink water and meditate. Yeah,
right. And yeah, no one's
And gonna. Ina Garten also became a, like an internet sensation because she made a cocktail yes. in like a vase. And so that video was
that caused her
what was yeah. her, where did she come from? What is
Food Network.
Like,
she's a famous like, chef from New York, from the Hamptons. That's, yeah, the Barefoot Contessa is the name of her. Is her sort of alter ego, and that's the name of all of her cookbooks, and she's phenomenal, and she's very, very popular.
She yeah. did a, oh, what's the one from Julia Child? Not Coco Vin, the beef one. Why am I blanking on the name? Beef or whatever. Yes, and Ina Garten has a really easy, quick, like, lazy girl way of doing it. And mm-hmm. she just, check out her recipe.
What is it? What is that voice? What are you doing?
That's Julia Child. Where have you been?
Oh, like yeah, Virginia that sounds Kimberly. Exactly like Julia yeah. Child, right. Jeez.
All right, we have a contest going on, I've heard. Jay?
You've heard? You said it.
I said that.
Yeah, there's a contest.
Didn't tell
yeah,
anyone.
Here's the thing. So here's the contest. Don't know what we're giving away. Not sure how we're going to vote, but go ahead and DM us your pet photos, your pets wearing clothes, and at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we'll figure it out from there. But tomorrow is international, nope, not tomorrow, this week sometime. When is it? Yeah. National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
This week.
So
it's, we'll give it a whole week.
This week.
It's National Dress Up Your Pet Week. So if you've got pictures of your pet you'd like to share with us, share them on the social media. That's basically, you heard the ladies, I get blamed for everything. I came up with a wonderful idea, and I expected to be executed by the people that are working around me here. Instead, they take shots at me because they don't think there is any organization to the contest.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senate Democrats believe they have found a way past a procedural hurdle, at least to start debate on their claim of voting rights legislation this week. Democrats say they plan to use existing Senate rules to open debate on two bills, the Freedom of Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will take 60 senators to agree to start a debate on the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said the House will vote on the two measures today. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told Newsmax, nationalizing elections is a simple power grab by Democrats.
The Biden administration, Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power.
GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California says he will not talk with the January 6th commission. Quote, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I name to serve on the committee. End quote. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Republicans want to make it easy for people to vote and really hard to cheat. But that's not good enough for Democrats, according to Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
They can't get their radical agenda passed, so they're just going to try everything they can to just try to change the rules. So think about it. We've got inflation at 7%. We've got an open border. We've got crime going up. We've got a woke school districts. And are the Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power. By the way, this morning on Morning Joe, Schumer admitted, Democrat senators, we can't win if they start fixing these election laws to where we have free and fair elections. Making people get ID, oh gosh, that would be horrible. We can't ballot harvest, oh, signatures have to match, that'd be horrible for us. And Schumer admitted it. This is all about winning elections. They want to take the power away from the people of America.
The ratings are up for the National Football League.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, anything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back into the inside world of conversation. Doug Steffen with my pals, Jennifer Horn. Well, sometimes they're my pals and sometimes they aren't. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If they're rude to me and they're nasty, then they aren't
nasty?
My friends.
Okay,
that's
we're not
kind
nasty.
Of friendship. That's
yeah,
not a friendship.
We
works.
Don't talk like that.
Yeah. That's how what? What did you say, Jennifer?
I said that's not how friendship works. You're not friends with people just under certain circumstances. You're friends with someone. A friend is a what is it? A friend is
a friend is a friend till the end. Good for you. You remember my English lesson. Good. Yeah, and I think that's true. I love you dearly, all of you, and that's why it's a good combination of things here. Speaking of combinations of things, why has this not happened yet? Snoop Dogg getting into the hot dog business. Why is it taking
Makes
this
sense,
long?
Makes sense, right?
Of course it does. The Snoop dog, right?
First, and he's a major stoner, and hot dogs are one of the four basic food groups for stoners. So I don't know why.
Well, but not for him, though.
That's, you can put that's marijuana into hot dogs now.
Sure, you could do anything you
sure
want.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, apparently he's the thing that a lot of his fans were saying that was so odd is that he was on Jimmy Kimmel back in 2016, and he had never had a hot dog, or he had had a hot dog, but he didn't know what was in it. And so there was a whole segment, and Jimmy Kimmel was, like, talking about how hot dogs are made. And then Snoop, once he realized what was in it and how they're made, he was like, nope, I don't want one, I'm good. And so now his lawyers have filed for this.
He doesn't
Snoop
want
dogs
to defile his body with something that's impure like a hot dog?
I don't know, I don't know. But so he's filed for the patent for Snoop Dogs, or the trademark. And I think it makes sense. I think it would be fun. I mean, yeah. I don't eat hot dogs, but, you know, sure. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I've been known to have a little sausage from time to time. Jennifer's caught me doing that. I don't like hot dogs.
I love, he's like, oh, I don't eat any meat, but I'll have sausage.
I know, I am shocked about that.
Really?
Oh, huge. And be careful if you have it on your plate, because he'll just bunk right off of the top, and he'll be like, I'm just going to try this.
You know, it was funny, because when we had breakfast last Sunday, I was going to order some sausage, and I didn't see it on the menu. I was going to do that just because you love to give me the old one, too. How about it?
Is it beef sausage or is it pork?
No, it's pork sausage. Well, you can get turkey sausage. You can get chicken sausage. You can get
I don't like anything in a sausage form. It's just,
no. Well, it's ground up crap that they don't use anything they have to use for. And then they fill it with, they do seasonings so that it tastes good. But it's not good. It's not doing you any good at all. Anyway, so he's got other things. Doesn't he sell a cannabis line? Isn't there a...
I think he does have his own cannabis line in California.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so this is Snoop Dogg and the dog business. Speaking of dogs, don't forget to send in your picture. Our well-lubricated and wonderful contest that Jay has come up with is open for business. And you got, what, 2 days, Jay? We have on Friday anyway. You got to have all the pictures in. Send them to our social media accounts, Twitter, at DJV Show, Instagram, the same, Facebook.com.
And is this for honor, or is there a real prize?
It's early yet. We'll see how good the pictures are.
Yeah, right. Like, why would anyone want to do that if they're not going to win anything?
Why does everybody have to get something? Why can't they just do it
because
they
love
their
dog? You called it a contest, first of all.
You called it a contest. Yeah, it doesn't mean it has to be a prize. It just could be.
It does.
Their prize could be like they do on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You could have my voice on your answer machine. How's that for a prize? I think I'll do that. Like Bill, what's his face?
No, but
Bill
you
Curtis.
Want it to be something that people want.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me?
I love when Jen says something and starts cracking up before she's done with her sentence.
All right. The top pet names.
If my humor doesn't make me laugh, it's not going to make anyone else laugh.
Exactly, yeah. Jennifer always laughs at her own stuff before it comes to fruition. Which pet names were the most popular in 2021, according to Healthy Paws? What do you think? The most popular names? I know you all know the answer.
I know because I know because I've been researching cat names for my new kitten, and I know that Luna was the number one cat. Still working on it.
That's the top female dog name, too.
And cat.
Female cat and dog. Luna.
Not a big fan of Luna, only because it reminds me, you know, I used to like wrestling a lot. And there was a wrestling manager. Look her up, Luna. She was something to see. She had a long blonde hair. She had like Dog the Bounty Hunter's hair, but half of it was shaved off. And on the half that was shaved off, she had these tattoos that made it look like veins moving up her scalp. It was quite the scene. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. So anyway, the other names, the female dog names, the top two are the same for cats and dogs, Luna and Bella. And Lucy makes it in there as well. Come on. Let's be a little more creative. Daisy? Well, my dog's named Daisy.
Same. Although my dog's name was originally Britney Spears, and then my husband and I changed it for Daisy Duck, Daisy Dog, because my niece was obsessed with Daisy, so that's where her name came from.
When I adopted Daisy, her name was Princess. Remember you I think, Victoria, you were the first person I sent a picture to of Daisy.
Mm-hmm. I believe that I named her for you. Didn't I pick Daisy for you? I think that was
actually that
my
came
suggestion.
From a lady. Yeah, but you and Meredith both had the same name at the same time. So that was the last official
I'm
going
to give credit to Jen on that one.
Yeah, I know you are. Anyway, So the most popular names were Milo and Luna last year, and Milo and Luna for cats as well. Come on. I like, here's a good cat name for a male cat, Leo. That's good. Simba. Yeah. Loki, L-O-K-I.
Why would What's Simba the... be bad from The Lion King? That's appropriate for a cat.
Maybe it is, yeah.
That's where Nala comes from on the girls' list.
Yeah, Moki, Finn, Oreo. So what's the most unusual? The better discussion here is what's the most unusual male dog name you've ever heard, or female dog name, or cat name, as far as that's
Scott.
Concerned.
I knew Scott? A female dog named Scott.
Really?
My friend is a cat named Steve.
Steve,
Steve the cat. Just like it's perfect to go along with its owner.
I think a perfect name for a cat is Felix. Felix the cat.
Yeah, for
Does
a black
anybody
cat.
Remember my? Yeah.
Yeah, the black, wonderful, wonderful cat.
Blackie. How about Blackie for a cat? It's a black cat. Yeah,
that's original.
Creative. Oh, will you stop?
Well, what I'm just
have
saying,
some
really?
Snarky comment.
That's original.
That.
Okay, you're condemning other people and saying that they're not original, and yet you have a black cat or a black dog, and you just name him Blackie. Okay.
Speaking of lists, I see that the 28th SAG Awards nominations have been revealed by Rosario Dawson. I don't know that name. Was she the? She was on Chicago Fire, and doesn't she do? Isn't she doing that? Drug show for the Cape. What's it called?
Rosario Dawson. I don't know
she
what
was in
that
Fast
is.
Fast and Furious, wasn't she?
She's in the new Star Wars spinoff. One of the new Star Wars spinoffs. And she's really good. Yeah, she's.
She appears to be good. I think
and
she
also, she recently broke up with Cory Booker. Maybe you know her that way. They were dating for a while.
If you saw the Rent musical film version, she was.
She got
that.
Tired of being a beard. Yeah.
Nice, Jennifer. All right, so anyway, what do we see any significance? I'm looking for the list here.
Kristen Stewart was snubbed. Everyone thought that she would be...
Oh, that's right.
Definitely get a nomination.
That was really surprising, because so many
Leonardo
people...
Leonardo DiCaprio was snubbed, yeah. More people are talking about the snubs, I feel like, than who actually was nominated.
Yeah.
Well...
And also Selena Gomez got snubbed for Only Murders in the Building, and Martin Short and Steve Martin both got nominated, but the whole thing falls apart without Selena Gomez. So
that's
kind of...
Yeah, she was great. She was
What's the value of this, then, under the circumstances? It's not much.
Well, actors like this...
Award show.
Yeah, but actors like the SAG Awards because other actors are voting on it, and so it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like being nominated and honored by your industry. So this one, I think actors take the most seriously. I'm sure winning an Oscar is probably pretty cool, too. But they all seem to like this one.
The thing that was notable, I think, about the awards this year for TV is that Yellowstone actually got nominated.
Oh, yeah.
And Yellowstone is so acclaimed but never gets any nominations. So this is the first time that their cast got a nomination, which is pretty cool.
Well, it's a little raw, but it's actually the stories are very interesting. The conflicts, It's somewhat, I don't know, brutal is the right word. What's the right word for it? I don't know. I think it's.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
It's. You have to kind of get into it. I didn't like it at first. I do like Kevin Costner. But then I watched a few episodes and I found myself intrigued by his daughter and the relationship she has with the guy that manages the ranch and then the other brother who is an outcast. I mean, there's all kinds of conflict in this. It's perfect. For these, I'm almost surprised it wasn't a movie. And there's a kind of, these big themes, they kind of make for good movies as well, but they don't run out of storylines. And the way that they get after each other is really, they're just, it's stiff. If you haven't got an ear, isn't something you want to watch with your children, let's put it that way. Children should not be watching that show. At any rate, speaking of shows to watch, Jeopardy, and the story behind this youngster, Braden Smith, who none of us could remember, but now, Jay, you say this is trending everywhere, the fact that this kid died and the parents filed a lawsuit?
He died last year. His parents are filing a wrongful death lawsuit saying that he should have been given blood thinners during his surgery and he wasn't, and that the doctors and surgeons were negligent.
So what happens in a circumstance? Would there have been any coverage of this had this kid not won as well as he did, young
probably
fellow?
Probably not.
Probably not. So but then that begs the question, how many times do these sorts of things happen? I actually got into this. I was at Mass General for my ankle inspection on Monday, and I actually got into this conversation with the fellow who's the doctor, because there is just...
How many botched surgeries do you have, Doc?
Well, because he didn't...
I'm sure he was very willing to talk about it.
Well, but somebody at Mass General cut off the wrong ankle, cut off a guy's foot on the wrong side.
Wonderful.
It was, you know how the nurses mark, they have a magic marker. When you're going in for an operation, I don't know if you know this or not, they take a magic marker and they put it on the spot where you're supposed to either do the incision or whatever they're supposed to cut out or they're supposed to cut off. So this nurse put the magic marker mark X on the wrong ankle. So they put the guy to sleep.
But then
they
cut off his... Yeah, I mean, but you have to be your own advocate, right? I mean, I had surgery last March, and when I went in, and it was technically elective surgery, but when I went in and they're doing all the preliminary stuff, and the nurse was like, okay, I'm going to be, you know, with you the whole day or whatever, I'm in charge of you and the whole thing. So she puts me up on the scale, and I noticed before I stepped on the digital scale that the number from the last person who had been on the scale was still there. So I step on the scale, and the number doesn't change, and she goes to write it down. I go, whoa, that's not my weight. The weight was 30 pounds less than what I am. Can you imagine? That's right. What they base anesthesia on.
Yeah. Right.
So because I would have, who knows what would have happened. Either I wouldn't have been all the way under,
sloppy,
or I would have had one of those terrible moments where you wake up in the middle of surgery. Like,
yeah,
it could have completely derailed everything. You've got to pay attention and be your own advocate.
Yeah, well, and then they'll blame, for those accidents that happen now, they blame it on COVID. Everybody's exhausted, everybody's tired. And I'm not saying that they aren't, because they are.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Unfortunately, those kinds of things have always happened.
Under the circumstances. Check out our daily podcast, DJV Show, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well for your pictures of your dog. And listen every day to us at DJV Show. There's all kinds of stuff, DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As retail giants and industry specialists prepare to gather at NRF 2022, Retail's Big Show, to tackle the sector's biggest topics and forecast what's next, retail customer engagement specialists and masters reveal new insight from consumers alongside their second annual Unpredictions report. The report helps to explain why online sales are still booming, which brands benefited the most during the pandemic, customer experience and loyalty, and what retailers should focus on to thrive in 2022. Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Amarsys, is here to tell us more.
At Amarsys, we're on a mission to help marketers understand their customers better, and that's one of the reasons we surveyed over 2,000 people to help understand their buying behaviors during this pandemic. Over 30% of people said that they purchased something during the pandemic that they never would have before. Fitness equipment, painting sets, even home tattoo kits. But maybe not also surprisingly, the vast majority of people said whatever they...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, 53 past the hour now, DJB Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen to answer some questions. We certainly focus a lot, probably for the next few months still, on COVID and what the vaccine does and what it doesn't do. A couple of questions about birthing, being pregnant. There are a lot of people who are paying attention to the info. My son and his wife were one of them. She did get a vaccine early on in her pregnancy, and the question came up. The reason she was hesitant is because there was a story floating around that the odds of premature birth would be increased if you had the vaccine. Apparently, it wasn't enough to keep them from getting the shots, but then the baby was not born prematurely, pretty much like a day early, I think, the baby was born. So what, in terms of mothers who are listening right now, get the vaccine? Yes? No? Wait? What do you suggest?
Well, let me make myself clear, because being pregnant and getting COVID is a high-risk situation for both mother and child. And so you don't want to get your COVID while you're pregnant. Early on, and it still lingers out there, so bigger reason why so many women are not getting vaccinated is because there was a story out there on social media that the vaccine will interfere with your fertility. Please let me reassure everybody that a little bit of messenger RNA from the vaccine has nothing to do with fertility. It does not get into your DNA, and it has nothing to do with fertility. You're just leaving yourself open to potentially even dying if you get COVID when you're pregnant. You become very high risk. It's very bad. You don't want to get COVID for the first time while you're pregnant. And then the good news additionally is the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report that comes out of the CDC. Physicians and medical students read this on a regular basis. This week reported good study that COVID-19 vaccines don't raise the odds for premature birth. So women, concerned about pregnancy. The vaccine has nothing to do with it. Please let me reassure you. But what can interfere is getting COVID while you're pregnant. That puts you and your child into great danger.
All right. You're a cardiologist, so you're dealing with high blood pressure issues all the time. Question about high blood pressure, whether it has any connection to the vaccines or having COVID. And the second part of that is because there have been more deaths among pregnant women who have high blood pressure, is there a connection? There's a connection between pregnant women with high blood pressure and the deaths among either them or the babies. But does that have any connection to COVID and vaccines?
Well, different aspects. Let me tackle this. It's not an acute issue. What's happening is because of COVID, people are mentally stressed out. People are not getting exercise. People are putting on weight. And those are the factors that increase your blood pressure. Mental stress, obesity, not getting enough exercise, and then the wrong diet, eating too much salt. All of those things will increase your blood pressure. And our COVID-19 lifestyle is creating a lifestyle that's promoting high blood pressure. And then we're seeing that also with women who are getting pregnant. There's more deaths occurring during pregnancy because of high blood pressure, because people are just not as fit as they were pre-COVID because of the lifestyle that COVID is creating for all of us.
All right. So that takes care of that. Did you hear the story about the nurse who recovered from COVID-19? She was in a coma. She took Viagra, or the doctors gave her a Viagra, a large dose of Viagra. Why would that have, why would that have influenced the outcome of this? Any idea?
I think this is from the UK, this case
you're
talking about.
English, yes, correct. Nurse in England.
And I don't know the details of it, but Viagra actually will help improve blood air pressures in the lungs, and it has been used for people who have very bad pressure in their lungs. And whether that was related to it, that's the only what I know, but I will definitely look more into it.
I wonder if the same thing happened if you used Cialis or Levitra. Those are the other two stimulants for ED. A question to be researched, as you've suggested. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time. Answers to your questions, general questions, interesting, important questions. That happens here. Questions for Dr. Ken on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.